listener production.
Hi there, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. An Albany man has been rescued from a car which crashed into a power pole. It happened around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the white sedan collided with a pole on Princess Royal Drive and rolled down an embankment. The driver wasn't trapped, but the passenger, a man in his 20s, had to be rescued. He's been taken to hospital with minor injuries. New figures reveal just how bad the state's housing crisis has become. The Anglicare WA rental market snapshot showing none of the 2,989 properties available last month were affordable for a single person living on income support. Median rent prices in the state south are sitting at $620 a week, and Anglicare's Shay Garwood says not enough is being done to fix it.
There are a number of things that the state government has done and is continuing to do, but it's just not enough on the scale that we need and the pace. So we need quick, short-term solutions. We also need to be thinking much more long-term about how do we get ourselves out of this cycle.
50% of ex-service men and women find the transition back to civilian life extremely difficult. That's the findings of a new report revealing things are even tougher in regional areas. La Trobe University's Kylie Carra says they need more support.
More advocacy was required to ensure services are particularly in rural areas for former service members. We also recommended that some specialist training is needed, so therapists need training in trauma-informed care.
In sport, six rounds in, and the Southwest Jets are yet to claim a win in the WA Netball League. The side going down 55-43 to Sharks last Friday. They're set to take on Peel Lightning in Waroona this weekend. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.